I've been tasked with, of course it is Friday, and that means it's time now for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale, and I've been tasked today to ask you, Dr. Bill, to explain to the folks out there how you come up with that weekend weather scale number, at least as much as you can tell us.
Reveal.
Yeah.
Of course, the maximum is a 2, and mm-hmm. the minimum is a 1. And we take in all the variables and temperature and precipitation, check and see if there's any rain over Zimbabwe and Africa, other locations around the world, and put it all together and make sure the computer's plugged in,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come up with the weather scale.
And speaking of that weather scale, what are you seeing for this weekend, and what number have your projections come up with?
Well, we're going to have to take into account that temperatures are going to be above normal. And, in fact, quite a bit above normal, 78 degrees. And we may see a few clouds come in the afternoon on Sunday. But otherwise, it looks really good. I'm going with a 1.9430.
All right. 1.9430. That's very close to a 2.0. Not the perfect score, but about as close as you can get right now.
Yeah, it's way up there and should be very, very pleasant.
That's fantastic.
I was so nervous during all of that. Thank you, Dr. Bill. I feel better now, but leading up to it, the tension was just killing me.
It's amazing.
FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, Dan.
That is staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
He's got a better sense of humor than you know, doesn't he?
At 1.9430, I'll take that. And glad he was able to describe the weekend weather scale to those out there that were not quite in the know.
And still keeping a kind of a veil of secrecy over the whole thing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? He didn't show all his cards. Well, good for him is what I say.
It's not an exact science, but at the same time, it is an exact science. That's what you got to know about the weekend weather scale.
All right, now I'm more confused.